Far Dearborn.
We'll be right back.
That was War Horses from their release from a while back. Song of the Month was the name of the full release. That was a track called Rumble Seat. We're running a couple minutes behind, but just shortly, Dude will be doing a live acoustic set for us, so stick around. Before that, we heard three tracks, very short ones from the 7-inch from Caveman Woodman and Bam Bam Moss that came out last year on Bellyache Records. What we heard there, let me get back to the right screen. We heard Untitled, before that, Gimme Some More, and before that, Starting a Dance Craze. They're going to be at the Subgenius live music thing. It's on Saturday at Smalls. And before that, we heard some amino acids from Destroy the Warming Sun, tracks 1-4. You can look it up if you want. That's available on Bolophonic, if you can still get it. If not, I'm sure you can find it one way or another. So yeah, I mean, we can, let's see, find out if I have to play one more track or if I can just go ahead right now. So I should be able to find that out in just a couple of seconds. So yeah, let's do that. All right, sound engineer Alan says that we're good to go, so let's do it. Alrighty, you're listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and we're ready to go. Live in the studio is Dude. How you doing, gentlemen?
Yo, good. Really good.
Alright, sounding good. I can hear you. You can hear me?
Yep.
Alright. Well, let's get things started. What do you have for us?
Alright, this first song is off of my first album called Kid Gloves, and it's called Gotten Over You.
Gotten Over You. Okay.
Gotten over you. Now my heart is true. I can't wait to see it through. I've gotten over you. I can't live here anymore. Change my mind.
right. Sound great, gentlemen. Good way to start the show. All right. So that was from the first release.
Yeah, it's called Kid Gloves, and it was released in 2012 with my good friend Bobby Emmett, and I. He engineered it, and we co-produced it, and I got all the best players in Detroit to back me up on it, so it was pretty special.
Okay. All right. Well, most of us are familiar with you, Tony, but why don't you introduce us to these fine gentlemen that are playing with you today?
All right. Well, to my right is a good friend of mine, Steven Garcia. He plays guitar, and he's my right-hand man with as far as harmonies go. And then Charlie Palazzola, who I met through a good friend of mine, ML Liebler, is okay. He's our lead guitar player. He also does harmonies as well.
Okay. You guys sound like you've been playing together a long time.
Only since this August.
Wow.
So, well, but we're quick studies.
Yeah, that helps, doesn't it? All right, what do you have for us next?
This is the first song off of Kid Gloves called Not Exactly Where I Should Be.
Okay. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have an acoustic set from the band Dude. Now, this particular band started a very long time ago, didn't it?
Well, I've been a songwriter ever since I could make two chords on an acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. So it originally started when I was 20 years old, just writing songs, but... my good friend Steven encouraged me to do Dude as a live project, because the release came out in 2012 of Kid Gloves, and Steven was saying, hey, man, this sounds great. I can't believe you're not doing this live. And I said, you know, I've been busy and I've made up excuses. And so at that time, the Mugs were going to Europe. This was back in 2005, I think April of 2005. And I said, okay, when I come back from Europe, don't be surprised if I give you a call and you're going to be my guitar player. How's that sound? And he said yes. And then I had to scoop up Mr. Charlie Palazzola. I met him. We became great friends through ML Liebler and his blues band. I kind of stole Charlie from ML. Oh, did I say that? Are we live?
Last time I checked.
Yep. So this is The Core, and Todd Glass is our drummer, our fearless drummer. And this was acoustic. He's so busy as it is that we gave him the day off.
We'll have to bring him in sometime, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's one of the great drummers of the local area. He plays with almost everybody, doesn't he?
He does.
Pretty much every single band.
And he's the, as he would say, he's the best in his price range.
We won't argue that one, will we?
Todd, if you're listening, we love you.
All right. Okay, so yeah, I was looking on the website, and I know you had a single that was like a Christmas one from 2002?
Yeah, I wrote a song. There was a compilation going around every year. Local artists were putting together a Christmas compilation. Mm-hmm. And I was invited to write a song. So I wrote a song called Santa's on His Way. And it was just about my childhood memories. And mm-hmm. And of course, it had to be a ballad because I'm a big ballad guy, as you'll see with as the set goes on.
Okay, so was that more or less the beginning of Dude right about then, or was it before that?
No, it was before that. Danny Muggs and I were always in bands together, and before the Muggs had come about, I was in a band with Danny called Fat Belly Brown, and it was our best attempt at alternative rock, and we were just learning our instruments and. It smacked of the 90s sound, but it just never took off. I was the lead singer, and mm-hmm. Then Danny says, hey, I want to do more of a blues and rock style, and later that became known as the Mugs. So Danny was the lead singer of that, but I'd always been a lead singer in my own right, who can follow Danny's voice and songwriting. So we are on our separate paths as songwriters, but we're still great friends, so... when the Mugs came about, I said, hey, you lead sing, you write the songs, mm-hmm. I'll back you up, whatever it takes.
Well, you guys are great in your own category, you know, what you do. You know, of course, Danny's the best when you want to do that blues rocky thing, but this is your fort,
yep.
Doing this kind of stuff. So.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, well, what do you have for us now?
This is a new song called I Get the Feeling. Currently, we're in the studio with a wonderful engineer. His name is Jimmy Dixon at Homestead Studios in the Russell Industrial Center.
Okay.
And we're recording all these songs. We don't have any time limit on when the release will be out, but we have a working title for the album, which will be called Autobiography. Mm-hmm. And this is called I Get the Feeling.
Okay.
I get the feeling that the second she'll be leaving me, she's going back out. It's in her eyes, there's no deceiving what the pretty face is thinking about. And what's worse than that, she gives me nothing at all. I get the feeling she'll be leaving and I'm never gonna see her again. I'm here when she's leaving with my puppy dog eyes. I'm here when she's leaving. I get the feeling she lies. I feeling that the second she'll be leaving me, she's seeing a guy. Around the corner there's an owner of her heart, and so I thought was all mine. And what's worse than that, she even sold my guitar. I get the feeling she'll be leaving and I'm never gonna see her again. I'm here when she's leaving with my question mark eyes. I'm here when she's leaving, get the feeling she lies. She's leaving with my puppy dog eyes. I'm here when she's leaving, I get the feeling she lies. I'm here when she's leaving with my question mark eyes. I'm here when she's leaving, I get the feeling she lies.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, live in the studio, band known as Dude. All right, you gentlemen got shows coming up, I hear.
Yes, we do. Our next show coming up is Hamtramck Music Festival on March 4th, which is a Friday. We're playing at Baker's Streetcar Bar.
Okay, and which road is that on again? I forget.
It's on Joseph Campo.
On Joseph Campo, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of great venues there. Hard to keep a track of them all.
Yeah, yeah. And then we have several shows coming up. Our next show after that is Acoustic Dude at Ye Olde Tap Room in Grosse Pointe Park on Saturday, March 12th. Then on Friday, March 25th, we're playing with a good friend of mine, Eddie Brannick, and his band The Scrappers at O'Mara's in Berkeley. And that's on Friday, March 25th. And then we're teaming up with the Mugs on April 16th. That's a Saturday at the Cadieux Cafe. And then we just booked a show at PG's Lagerhouse on May 7th, which is also a Saturday. So we're keeping busy.
Yeah, it sounds like people have plenty of opportunities to hear your stuff. And if today's any indication, I think it'll be worthwhile. So keep those dates in mind. We'll talk about them one more time before we get out of here. What would be the best way to get a hold of the music if they're interested?
Well, the best way would be either through CD Baby. I have a page where you can get physical CDs. We're on iTunes, but we're also big fans of Bandcamp. So the address is iamdude.bandcamp.com, and you can buy physical CDs as well as downloads.
Okay. Yeah, it's a great thing now. There's so many ways to get good music.
Yeah, there are. The internet has opened up a lot of channels for poor musicians like ourselves.
Although I still enjoy going to the record stores and picking out some cool vinyl.
We support all the local record stores, UHF, Melodies and Memories. There is a myriad of them, but specifically those because I know the owners and the guys that work there. So shout out to Scotty and Dan from Melodies and Memories.
Yeah, one of our favorites around here is Stormy Records, too.
Oh, yeah. Wendy.
Wendy and Carl.
Yep. I used to work with them. We used to sell our mug CDs from Stormy Records.
Okay, yeah.
When they had a physical location. Do they still have a brick and mortar shop?
Oh, they sure do. They're right side by side with Green Brain Comics on Michigan Avenue. They just bought a new space that's actually bigger and better than the ones they were in already.
Wonderful.
So check it out when you get a chance.
Yep.
All right. What do we have then?
We're going to switch it up. We're going to do a cover. We're big Beatles fans and we're big country fans as well. I love Gram Parsons, Flying Burrito Brothers, you know, Willie Nelson, Loretta Lynn. The list goes on and on. And so we're going to do a country version of One After the 909.
Who's counting it off? About that? Mm-hmm. One, two, three, four. Move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said she's traveling on the one after 909. I begged her not to go, and I begged her on my bended knees. Said, only fool around, only fool around with me. Said, move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said she's traveling on the one after 909. Yeah, picked up my bags, run to the station. Railman says, you got the wrong location. Picked up my bags, run right home. Then I find I got the number wrong. Move over, honey, I'm traveling on that line. Said, move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said she's driving on the one after 909.
I got to admit, gentlemen, you've pulled something off. I don't consider myself a Beatles expert, but I'm not familiar with that. Where's that come from?
Let It Be.
Let It Be.
Is it Let It Be?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they did another version earlier in their careers that came up on crapped up on the anthology versions.
Hmm.
Or the BBC, one or the other.
Yeah, it's got to be one of them songs, you know, how sometimes you just don't think too much about it, and at least mentally you kind of skip past it as you're listening to the record. It just doesn't, you know. But yeah, that was a cool choice. Not the same old that you hear every day on the radio. That's
Thank
cool.
Thank you. That's what we're trying to do, deep cuts. If we're going to do a cover song, we'd prefer to reflect what we're doing originally. And you wouldn't know it was a cover unless you asked the band or else unless we announced it. You know?
Yeah, or you're a real musical geek that just knows everything.
And they're out there, believe me. But that's what we're going for.
That's great. So you cite a lot of influences on the page as far as like what you're into, as far as like the Beatles is one of them, of course.
Yeah, they were my favorite band.
Beach Boys, Paul Simon, Neil Young.
Yeah, Ween. In my opinion, in my humble opinion, they're the contemporary Beatles of our time. Not a lot of people know who Ween is, but they started their careers are kind of they write very eclectically, but towards the middle of their careers, they started writing beautiful songs, not unlike the Beatles and Beach Boys, and the list goes on and on. They wear their influences on their sleeve as well. But
yeah, I'm trying to remember when I saw them. It was many years ago at St. Andrews. It was when they were getting a lot of airplay, but I think they were considered more of a novelty back then.
They were. They started off as a novelty, just two guys and a drum machine, but then they got a full band and they started writing eloquent songs. If anyone's listening, I always recommend you start off at the album White Pepper, which is a nod to White Album meets Sgt. Pepper.
Interesting.
It's their most beautiful album, and then you can either go backwards in the catalog or go forwards, but that if you start there, that makes the most sense.
What would you prefer, forward or backwards?
Both.
Yeah. You like both. Okay. Yeah, I could tell even when I saw them live that, you know, wow, these guys really can play their instruments and sing. Because if you went by just what they played on the radio, you're like, yeah, okay, whatever, you know. Again, it was more of a novelty thing.
But, you know, going back to the Beatles, speaking of the Beatles, Charlie, take it away. You have something going on this Sunday, Beatles related?
Oh, yeah, this Sunday at the Grosse Pointe Woods Police Station. At 3 o'clock, I'm involved in a project where we do. M.L. Liebler is a poet and story writer that teaches at Wayne State, and he has a story called Beatles Forever, and we're performing it this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the police in a hall, right at the city building where the police and the fire station are in Grosse Pointe Woods on Mac, between 7 and 8 Mile, and that's at 3 o'clock. And there's a couple bands, and we do this. M.L. Liebler reads a story called Beatles Forever, and me and a few other guys, including Eddie Baranek from
The Scrappers and other bands,
perform like 25 songs throughout this story.
Oh,
Beatles
wow!
Songs, and it's pretty cool. So come on out.
I'm going.
Now that's not part of your probation, is it?
Nope.
Just kidding, but yeah. All right, yeah, I just find that to be an unusual venue for something like that. How did that come about?
Eddie's father rented a hall and is throwing the party. So.
Okay, but it's in the police station building? Or
be safe.
He knows people.
Very safe venue. Yep.
Yeah, he's a good man to know, Charlie.
Ticket. If you want money for a ticket, maybe sit that one out.
And going back to Ween, Tony, you have a show coming up this weekend, do you not?
Yeah, tomorrow night, which is Friday, February 19th at Ye Olde Tap Room. We're going to be playing one long set. Our drummer got injured. He injured his hand. So one of our old drummers for the band Megaweech, which is our Ween tribute band, is filling in. And we originally planned on doing two sets of 30 songs, but... Stephen Worley is his name, the drummer that's bailing us out. He can pull together 21 songs, so we're probably going to just do one long set. It starts at 10:30. It's a $4 cover, and it's 21 and over.
Okay.
$4, it's cheap.
All right. Okay. All right, let's move on. I'm sure the listeners want to hear some more. What do you have?
All right, this is the ballad that I wrote when... One of my first songs I ever wrote, real basic lyrics, kind of Beatlesque. It's called Had a Girl.
And stole my world. Yes, guess I loved her so madly, I guess I don't mean a thing. She lived with me, then she left off with my key. Yes, I loved her so madly, I guess I don't mean a thing. Guess I don't mean a thing. I loved her so madly, I guess I don't mean a thing. Yes, I loved her so madly, I guess I don't mean a thing.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show every Thursdays from 4 to 6. We have a live thing going on from 5 to 6 every week, and this week it happens to be the band Dude. All right, gentlemen, why don't we talk for a second with Stephen and Charlie. Besides what Tony mentioned before, like, what are your influences?
Well, we're all influenced by the Beatles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
who isn't?
I'd like to meet that person. I don't know. It's too many to mention. But, you know, I like to say I just like really good music, no matter what the genre is.
Okay. It's always a good way to, you know, be well-rounded as far as your performance and playing and songwriting, yeah?
Yeah, and I was heavily influenced by the Beatles and anything that came along with that in the 60s. 60s AM radio was pretty awesome. CKLW.
It
played everything from, Motown, Otis Redding, Bob Dylan, The Faces, The Beatles. I'm a big Stevie Wonder fan, early Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
R&B.
You don't like I Just Called to Say I Love You?
No, that was the cutoff right there.
That was
right,
it
before
for you?
That, totally.
Okay.
I think once it became a TV commercial, that it was over. That was it.
Yeah, right? And the what was that one? Part-Time Lover, yeah, that was, but anything, the first few albums, solo albums were great, amazing.
Yeah, that type of music is sadly missing from radio nowadays, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we can keep it going on our own through college radio and musicians like yourselves. It's all that matters.
Trying.
Yeah.
Dude.
All right, you were saying, Tony, that you're going to be playing a couple of tracks at least from the upcoming release. I don't know if that's next or what do you have?
Yeah.
We could do one of those next.
Constantly writing and Charlie and Steven are amazing songwriters in their own right, and they really get inside my head and bring the best out of me in my songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
This one is going to be off of Autobiography in the future. And it's called Big Star.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5, live in the studio, dude. All right, so that's from the upcoming release.
Yeah, we'd like to play another one. It's called Teenage Life, Teenage Dread. This is more along the lines of a ballad. Dude likes ballads.
Okay.
Inside, made a sad behind.
show up. Time passed on, the boy had grown into man and on his own. Those were the darkest days, he said. Teenage life, teenage dread, ideas of sunshine never dawned. And she cried till there was a calm. A beauty within her, her courage kept traveling on. Days long past, the tales untold turned to dust as they unfold. Those were the days.
Teenage Life, Teenage Dread, live in the studio by Dude. Where did that song come from, Tony?
true story. I was working the lot at the Cadieu Cafe 2 years ago in February, and it was freezing cold. It was probably 0 degrees out, and I did it back-to-back Friday, Saturday. And I have this little program that my friend Drew Podgorski encouraged me to get Bandcamp on my phone, and so I recorded the whole thing. I wrote it and recorded it in my car.
Wow.
I had time to kill, so.
Well, hopefully that kept you warm. That was that wicked winter 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Wow. The worst time possible to be doing a job like that.
Yeah, but it was worth it because I wrote that beautiful song, and I like ballads, and we're gonna, if you see a Dude concert, unless it's electric, you're probably gonna run into a bunch of ballads with us.
Okay.
I think it's ballads are important as much as rockers and everything in between.
And that's the next show is gonna be an acoustic one?
No, the next show is going to be at Hamtramck Music Fest.
Oh, that's right, that's right. And then after that is
Yeah, Dude will be electric. So we're hoping to do as many acoustic shows as we can. As a three-piece, I guess it really makes us tight as a unit, and the three of us are a tight-knit unit. And then Todd, you know, is a cherry on top. He's just such a consummate drummer.
Oh yeah, that's excellent. Okay, so yeah, why don't we go over the dates real quick again? What's coming up as far as Live Dude?
It would be Friday, March 4th at Hamtramck Music Fest at Baker's Streetcar Bar. And then Saturday, March 12th at Ye Olde Taproom in Grosse Pointe Park. And then Friday, March 25th with the Scrappers and Dude at O'Mara's in Berkeley. Then April 16th, which is a Saturday, the Mugs and Dude playing at the Cadu Cafe. And then we just, like I was saying, we just booked a show at the Logger House Saturday, May 7th.
And one more time, Charlie, that show is this Sunday, you said?
Yes, this Sunday at 3 p.m. in Grosse Pointe.
Okay.
At the police station of Grosse Pointe Woods.
And that will be with M.L. Liebler reading?
Yes. Okay. Beatles Forever, it's called.
Okay. All right. It's I don't need a dollar amount, but is it cost to get in or is it free?
Free.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So there's plenty of chances to check out Dude if you're interested coming up in the next few weeks. And hopefully we'll get that new release soon, maybe by the end of the year, maybe not.
Probably 2017. Okay. We're going to take our time and get it right.
Hey, that's what matters, get it right, not get it right away.
So I think we have enough time to do a couple more, right?
Sure, definitely.
I want to introduce Mr. Charlie Palazzola. He's a fine songwriter in his own right, and he's going to play a song that he wrote himself.
Okay. And that's entitled?
I'll Make You Mine, and it'll be over before you know it.
Better have another one queued up.
Make You Mine, okay.
Two, three, four. Come on now, baby, baby. I need a lover, lover. So don't say maybe, maybe, maybe. Tell me what I need to do to make you mine. I know you're gonna do what you wanna. So I'm just hoping that you wanna, and you're gonna wanna be with me. Stay together, and when I say I wanna stay, I wanna stay forever, forever and a day. Alright, tell me what I need to do to make you mine. Tell me what I need to do to make you mine.
Right, you were right. Short but sweet. So that's one that was written by you. Was it for Dude or just something that's your piece there?
Just a piece.
Okay. Yeah. You got, what's that? I'm sorry.
He hasn't decided whether to give it to Dude yet. Trial period.
No.
Yeah. They haven't come up with the right price yet, right?
Yeah.
Do you have something that you plan in the future, like a release of your own or?
No, I just write stuff and record it, but yeah, someday I'd like to put out a CD.
Okay.
Maybe posthumous, maybe.
yeah, possible. Or I might do like Tony and get a band, electric band later. We'll see.
Yep.
When I grow up, I want to have an electric band.
All right, well, this next song is called Devil's in My Whiskey once again, and... once again, this will be on Autobiography, my next release, and I hope you like it. It's a quasi-country song, kind of dedicated to Graham Parsons.
Okay, and I'm sorry, the title one more time?
The Devil's in My Whiskey Once Again.
Okay.
Thank you.
devil's in my whiskey once again. I don't care to right your wrongs, I thought you were a friend. The devil's in my whiskey once again. A debt paid and a handshake cost a raven. Seven seas, it's you and me and all the fishes. I can't hold out all hope diminished. Whoa, I'm drowning, won't you help me please? The devil's coming in high tide, washed ashore, bogged down with lies. Devil's in my whiskey once again.
Thank you, gentlemen. I want to thank you for coming down this afternoon. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Scott. We Dude and all of our other bands collectively love what you're doing and how you support Detroit, Metro Detroit music scene. We really appreciate you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure. All right, coming up, Radio Mystery Theater with Boston Blackie. And at 7 o'clock, the jump button. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This has been the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And we'll see you next week with more great local music, including rockabilly from the High Views. So take care. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Dude.
Listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.FM. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves. Thank you.
quiet, you guys. You want to send him a telegram that we're coming after him?
Yes. Sorry, Inspector Faraday. The stairs creaked.
Yeah, your brain would be creaking if you had one. Those two mugs were after are killers.
Yeah, I know that, Inspector. I don't think they heard us.
I don't think so either. But there'd be lead pouring down on us by now. Okay, here's the landing. That's the door. Get to work on it with your passkey. And don't make any noise.
Yeah, all right, Inspector. They're probably asleep anyhow, though. It's 3 a.m., and we know they went upstairs about midnight.
Never mind what they are. Just get that door open. You sure you've got the right key?
Yes. It'll work, Inspector Faraday. I tried it this afternoon while Dawson and Murdoch were out. Yeah, this is the one, all right.
Okay, men. Not a sound now.
Right.
This is it. As soon as the door is open, make a beeline for that bed. Remember, the two men in it will shoot if they get a chance. See that they don't get the chance. Go to work, Smith.
Right. There. The lock turned, Inspector. I'll open the door.
Get a look at those two.
Yeah.
Sleeping as if they didn't have a care in the world. Okay, boys. What? Go get them.
All right, come on.
All right, we got them, Inspector Faraday. Both of them. Handcuffed.
Good. Drag him out of here and down to the jail. Well, Dawson, finally got you, huh?
So what?
This town isn't very healthy for killers, as you're going to find out very soon.
Think you got me, don't you, Faraday?
A disinterested observer might say that, Dawson. You and your pal Murdoch are as good as in the chair right now.
That's